hawks that are trapped are going to be, you know, if they weren't trapped, they might die from some other reason in a year. Our best estimates of population growth suggest that the quota of 10 has minimal, if any, impact on the growth of the population. So we're comfortable with leaving it at it as is. And it's a species that's going to fluctuate naturally with some of the weather conditions and so forth. They can have large litters and come back quickly. That's part of their life history. So we think we're in a good place at this point in time.
Last question would be, what do they eat and do they affect, I know they're scavengers, do they affect any bird populations? Little chicks, eggs, or is it just incidental when they do? And if they eat grasshoppers and whatnot, I may make an amendment here shortly.
Thank you for the question. I'm not an expert on that. They eat a wide variety of small rodents, insects, and so forth. Your question, I think, is aimed at impacts perhaps to sage grouse. We certainly have seen some resistance to efforts to reintroduce swift fox because of that question on their potential impact to sage grouse. I am not aware of any science that gives us answers to that. It would certainly be something that would be interesting to look into, but I cannot speculate on the answer to that at this point.
Thank you.
I'm glad we had this discussion. I mean, the swift fox is interesting. And as they say, dynamite comes in small packages. And here we have a critter that has been reintroduced. Efforts to boost its population. And then we have a trapping season on it. Which I'm all, you know, you look at the peregrine falcon and you look at wolves, whatever, when you've got a species that you want to redistribute across the landscape or get onto the landscape in places where it felt it was compatible use. And then we have our data that we're relying on. We don't have any population survey of any updated nature, is my understanding. And then we're presented with data, national, and it seemed to be peer reviewed, well vetted information that, you know, caused me to scratch my head for a minute. And I hope that we'll pay enough attention to this in the future, that we don't get ourselves in a bit of a jam, because it's my understanding their value as far as a commodity, a fur commodity, is minimal. There's interest, of course, in take as a unique trapping find, but there's also a lot of other public interest in this animal, of them being on the landscape and people being able to see them and being, you know, they almost seem to have a pun intended, miniature fan base. I just throw that out there, and I don't want to get too far off, but, and I appreciate that you put in the cover sheet and talked about, you know, you synthesized the comment and pointed that out to us. Any further discussion from the commission? Again, go ahead. Yeah.
Quick question. We're talking region 6 here. Do we trap swift fox in any other region?
No, sir. The legal swift fox trapping areas are only in Region 6. Seasons only open in Region 6. Are you asking if there are records of trapping or incidental trapping occurring outside of there?
No, I was asking if there was any legal trapping, if we had any seasons other than Region 6. And the reason I'm asking that is, to follow up on the chairman's comments, a number of years ago, we did allow 30, and I think after to be trapped, and then after 2010, we went down to 2000 or to 10 after 2010. I guess I'm questioning whether we should have a season at all. And I guess I'm going to ask you to tell me why we need one, because now when I look at it and realize that it's only in this area we're trapping and we're trying to get them reintroduced, I'm not sure we should be having a season until they get better distributed and the numbers get up.
Thank you, Commissioner Stuker. We do only have the legal season in the Region 6 area. The primary reason for that is that prior to the last 5 years, there were very few, if any, swift fox records anywhere else in the state. And so there was perceived to be suitable habitat in portions of Montana without swift fox. And in the last 5 years, as I said before, we have seen what appears to be a significant expansion into those other areas, southeast Montana, south central. As far as the numbers go in the Region 6 area, yes, they were higher in the past, and the winter of 10-11 appears to have impacted the population and dropped it by about 30%. And in response to that, the quota was dropped by almost 60% from 30 to 10, as you mentioned. And since that time, swift fox have appeared to have been recovering, which biologically we would expect them to do because they have a pretty high litter size and birth rate. So we do have individuals who are interested specifically in capturing a swift fox. I've talked to trappers who literally take their week of vacation to go and to different parts of the state to try and encounter a different species, say a swift fox in 1 year, maybe going to Region 2 to look for a fisher in another year. So there are people who are interested in it from the aspect of learning about the animal, its habits, its habitat, and so forth. And I don't think that's the vast majority of people, but it certainly is one aspect of providing the opportunity should there be biological capacity to do so. I believe there is biological capacity within the population to provide that opportunity for 10 and allow the population to continue to be sustainable and to grow. If we were going to get serious about swift fox reoccupying all of their historic range in Montana, the strategy wouldn't be to just stop trapping 10 fox in north central Montana. It would be because of barriers like rivers and habitat features. We would probably think about reintroducing them in various places. We run into the sage-grouse question when we do that. We also have seen that natural expansion in the southeast and south central portion of the state in the last few years that makes us think maybe we don't need to go that step in order to improve distribution of swift fox. They're doing it on their own. So all of that taken together, I feel like we do have the biological capacity to provide opportunity to a portion of the public that does want that opportunity. And, you know, given that hunting, fishing, and trapping are part of our culture in Montana, if that opportunity is biologically sound and feasible, then I for one, am comfortable with providing that opportunity for this species at this time.
Anything further from the commission? Is that habitat on the APR? You talked about there's some head scratching over, you know, the habitat on the Fort Belknap and how good that's going to be for reintroduction. Was there an assessment done about the habitat on APR and how it squared up with the possibility of reintroduction?
I would defer to our Region 6 folks who have walked that ground and know it, if they're available to answer the question.
I have a feeling that they might have to call in. I'm not sure if they're on. So you might have to watch for them to call in, Mr. Chair. But if while we're waiting, I mean, I've kind of wrestled with this a little bit. You know, we do have sheep hunts in areas where we're capturing sheep to reintroduce in other places. So it's not like we haven't stopped the harvest because we're trying to expand sheep hunts in areas. So if the department is comfortable with it, I'll go along with it. But I think it's important that since we've heard a pretty good large amount of concerns from other populations, that it was needed to be heard. So thanks for the time, and I'll stop asking.
Yeah, I'm probably in the same spot too. I can be briefed on that later. Okay, so the motion is to accept the June tentative with the minor exception as it deals with Pine Marten. Any comment or questions from the commission specifically on the motion that is on the floor? Okay, seeing that, I'm going to turn it out. Oh, go ahead.
Did you put it out public comment for the
morning? I'm about to. Okay. So this is going out for public comment. And again, nothing has changed from the tentative with the exception of the Pine Marten, which is closing trapping in a couple counties where the reintroduction is going. And then the method of reporting. And I'm not going to take comment beyond that. And in fact, if comment goes beyond that, I'm going to ask Shauna or Ann Kim to just disconnect that commenter, and we'll move on to the next. So I'm taking comment on the change to the tentative, which solely has to do with the two items on Pine Marten. I have a call in from 028.
Commissioner, I guess I'm not going to be in a position to comment based on what you said. I was confused because it sounded as though part of this conversation was on the offset of traps and some of the areas that groups had been proposing to be off limits to trapping. And so if I'm out of bounds, I'm out of bounds. It seemed like that was part of the conversation we were having at the beginning of this discussion.
Well, and I apologize. We did discuss it, and the commission needed some clarification because comment had come in, and there had been no recommended changes by the department. And the motion on the table right now is to accept the department's recommendations, which was an adoption of the tentatives. But in the cover sheet, they talked about some items that were talked about at length during the comment period, which is now closed. And so unless there's an alteration to the current motion, the only discussion we'll be having is regarding the change from the tentative, because we've already accepted comment for an extended period of time, and that period had closed. And so the current motion did not expand the tentative regulation that was passed in June, with the exception of these two small items on the Pine Marten. So if there's comment on the Pine Marten, we'll take that comment.
Chairman, members of the committee, this is Tom Redant from Libby, Montana.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So I'd like to submit comment on the Pine Marten proposals. One concern about the closure would be trying to quantify when those counties would be reopened for trapping. And the second comment I have is that I think going from a physical inspection to a mandatory call-in is an excellent idea. It allows the department to continue to collect very important data related to Pine Marten habitat management. And I think the department needs to continue to look at creative ways to collect data as we move through time. And those are my comments. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Redon. Further comment on pine marten? Any further comment on pine marten? Star nine.
Chair Colton, I'm not seeing any further comment.
Okay, back to the commission for discussion on the pending motion.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to reaffirm that the department has committed to the schedule of reviewing setbacks for next June. We don't have to act on that. Thank you.
Chair Colton, we did just receive one additional public comment.
Okay, I'll go ahead. It's because we're so far off schedule. Go ahead, 178 on Pine Marten.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. This is Jim Buell for the Montana Trappers Association, and we support the proposition as presented. Please pass the motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comment? Okay, back to the commission. Any discussion or comment from the commission on the pending motion before I call for the vote? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Motion opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
If I just want to add a comment, I guess, relative to the topic that we've now, you know, moved forward the schedule. And I think that in talking with Mr. Wakely and others, that's the wise thing to do, you know, to not get into these lists of potential areas that we may want to restrict trapping in the future. I think that that operation requires the engagement of several peoples from several places and organizations, and I think we need to do it right and not rush into it and try to do something. So I really strongly support, you know, the action you've taken today and that we have taken today to limit it to just the changes that we've seen since our tentative.
Thank you, Tim. Let's move on to Bighorn Sheep.